Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Sunny day, sweeping up clouds away. On my way to where the air is sweet. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And a pleasant good morning to you on this Thursday, January 30th, almost to the end of the month now, episode 1583. Groundhog Day is Sunday, February 2nd. That's unusual for it to be on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Can't remember it being on a Sunday. Valentine's Day and City Teacher Work Day is Friday, February 14th. President's Day and No School for City and County Monday, February 17th. It's Throwback Thursday. We got it all covered today. And we have a new time clock.
Yeah.
It's very big. I mean, it's huge. There's no way I can mess this up. And it tells me what's coming up after this, but the only problem is I don't really know what the abbreviations stand for. See, birthday, real fact, good neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's the SOTD? What is that?
Song
of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay. Well, that could be like now, but it's going to be later.
Yeah, well, we usually do it in that segment.
Yeah.
Those are some of the things that, I mean, it's just a suggestion. It was on the old clock. You just never saw it.
No, I never looked at it. But it's bigger.
Yes, it is.
It's bigger
a little
now.
Bigger.
But your big head's kind of in the way sometimes.
Oh.
So when I go like this with my hand, that means you to duck.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
yeah,
where I can see everything. So always trying to improve things. In fact, a lot of people don't know this. I'm going to tell it. You told me you and Dalton stayed Saturday after the show till 6 p.m.
Mm. Yeah.
And
installing
putting computers in, cameras, getting up on the roof.
Yeah. Yeah. We had
that was an adventure.
A jolly old time.
That was an adventure. Just you and your son bonding.
Mm.
That just did you buy him lunch?
I had to go and pick up something at Office Depot, so I did get a chicken wrap.
Oh.
From there.
From Office Depot?
No, from Burger King. Right close
okay.
to it.
Oh, okay.
At Office Depot, wow.
Well, they're having chicken wraps at Office Depot. I need to go there and visit more.
290 calories for one snack wrap.
Oh.
And so we were...
Well, I kicked and punted, and I'm on Weight Watchers now.
Oh, are you?
I am. I figured put the calories together with certain foods that are free foods that you can eat. That's my diet.
Okay.
The only problem is you have to kind of put it in the little phone, your little phone, when you get through eating something.
Yeah.
Or before you eat something. But
I've noticed now that I'm looking for it, a lot of places will have, or you can look on their menu, like when we went to eat on Sunday.
Right.
You know, just look up the nutritional facts and whatnot and see. And then you can figure out what you want to order before you go.
So you went to a new place.
Yeah. Well, we've been twice. But we went to Drake's again.
See, when I think of Drake's, I think of Drake's Barbershop.
I do too.
Yeah. So,
but it's a chain. It's out on Medical Center. But they have things like burgers and wings and chicken and things that you would find like at a Jonathan's or a 2J's or Boulevard or things like that.
So you looked on the menu and saw the calories, and you got a what?
Well, they serve brunch on the weekends, so I got a breakfast burrito.
Oh, okay. You went breakfast route.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heather had a shrimp grilled cheese sandwich with soup.
Shrimp grilled cheese. Boy, I bet that's good.
It was interesting.
Oh, she didn't like it?
She did. Mm. She likes that. I didn't care for it.
Well, you don't like shrimp, do you?
No.
Yeah.
What did Dalton have? Dalton had the fish tacos.
Ooh, I love fish tacos.
He said, and I ate a piece of it, I would order it, and I don't like fish tacos.
Mm-hmm.
They fry the fish, but whatever the batter was on it, it was excellent. You build them yourself. It comes out like a, what is that you get at the Mexican restaurant?
Where it steams.
The steam's
coming out. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't think of it either. But it comes out on that platter, and you can put your grilled onions and peppers and stuff in it. And it was very tasty. I had a bite of the fish. So burgers. And we had a little sushi. They have sushi there, which is kind of weird. You wouldn't think they would have good sushi, but it was good.
I went to Cracker Barrel, and it's the perfect place for Weight Watchers because corn is free food.
Oh, yeah.
Grilled chicken is free. So I had grilled chicken, corn, mashed potatoes, and green beans. And green beans are free. So the only point value that cost me were the mashed potatoes. So there you go. Not bad. Oh, we've got a great show ahead. And as soon as we talk about it and find out what it is, we're going to let you guys know. I am going to tell you that we've got a CBS sports brief coming up in about 3 minutes, around 6:20. But first, we've got to take a look at the weather because, you know, weather is important.
Yeah, we've got some rain coming in here.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's wintertime. What can I say?
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers in the area. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Wind south-southeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely. Lows drop to 53. South winds will be breezy 10 to 20. Higher gusts remain possible. And then Friday, more showers, mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 41.
Get it later from the paper or get it now from the radio. WGNSradio.com. We're News Radio WGNS 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
If you can dream it, Fair Construction can turn it into reality. Shop local, Fair Construction Company. I'm Ron Hall. Investing in property can be nerve-wracking. It does not have to be. Fair Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. Our goal is to keep your expenses low while focusing on our attention on high-quality services. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. So not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles. We can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was an Anthony Edwards kind of night in Phoenix.
And Randall picks the pocket of Royce O'Neal, feeds it across the lane. Here's it! He elevates and eviscerates! That was spectacular.
You just heard it all on the Timberwolves Radio Network. They beat the Suns 121-113. Edwards ended with 33 points and 7 rebounds. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander dropped 52 points, but the Thunder lost to the Warriors 116-109. Steph Curry had 21 points and officially passed Ray Allen for 27th on the all-time scoring list. The Clippers beat the Spurs 128-116. Ivica Zubac led the way with 21 points and 22 rebounds. In men's college hoops, number one Auburn has now won 12 in a row after defeating LSU 87-74. And number six Houston has extended their winning streak to 13 after beating West Virginia 63-49.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's Thursday morning. John Dinkins and Brian Barrett with you. And that's weird music. I don't know that I've ever heard that before, but it made my voice change to this.
It's called Generic Bump number 56.
Okay. Well, all righty then. Hey, guess whose birthday it is? I'm going to throw it out there. It's not even on my birthday list, but I found it. You know whose birthday it is?
Charles Barkley.
No. Danica McKellar.
Oh.
She's 50.
Miss Hallmark.
Wonder Years, remember?
Oh,
now
yeah.
She's 50.
That's
she's
nuts.
Your age. You grew up with her.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch The Wonder Years?
I think I did.
I think I watched it pretty regularly, too.
I can't remember his name, but he had curly hair when he was on Wonder Years.
Yeah. Kevin. I think it's Kevin.
Yeah.
I believe that's right. And the nerdy friend he had, and he had the bully-like brother that used to pick on him and stuff.
It reminded me a lot of, well, now I can't think of the show that was on, but it was based in the 80s on ABC that was on for many years.
My Life or something like that.
I had the lady with the blonde hair. She was the mom.
Okay, you're going way past what I can give you. 80s with the curly-haired mom.
Well, she didn't have curly hair. She had the blonde hair, and the dad was kind of a big...
Well,
bigger guy.
I think you're talking about The Wonder Years.
That's why I'm saying that they're very similar.
It's just like it. Well, I wish we had time, but I know you're looking it up. But we've got to move on, Brian. We do. We're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE has contributed over $11 million to local nonprofits, supporting meaningful causes in our community. Learn more at sharingchange.org.
Goldbergs.
Oh, yeah.
Those two were kind
that
of a...
That kid's voice got on my nerves.
Yeah, didn't it?
It's got on my nerves. I love the older brother.
Yeah,
he was funny. And the sister was good. All right. What was it? What did you say it was?
Goldbergs.
Yeah.
Reminded me a lot of The Wonder Years.
Yeah.
But The Wonder Years was in the 80s, and this was about the 80s.
Yeah.
Goldbergs.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Our song of the day today is...
Celebrating the Groundhog this week.
A steal?
I know it sounds crazy. But I wanted to say, I hope that you have a happy groundhog day.
Now that's more like it.
That's Tom T. Hall.
I mean that's simple and pronounced happy groundhog day.
Well, that's at the very end of the song. And he goes through all the holidays about how he wishes he could have spent it with his, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Groundhog Day was the last verse. So.
Oh, that's really good. We got one more. That's tomorrow. I can't wait.
You probably should.
To finish off the Groundhog Day. Jasmine Duke is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for always having a smile and a kind word. She's always willing to help any and everyone. Jasmine Duke's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Send in your good neighbor, text neighbor to our number or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor.
It's 6:24.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. Add Knoxville to the list of Tennessee cities investigating concerning flyers appearing to display a message from the KKK. Knoxville police say two different versions of the flyers have been spread through neighborhoods. Police say the documents have similar wording to those discovered in Chattanooga, Sweetwater, and Lenore City. Police say they are engaging the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force and state investigators to help determine the origin of the flyers. Arrests have not been reported, but vehicle descriptions have been provided to police in some of the areas. Fayette Academy in Somerville, Tennessee describes a, quote, staggering number of illnesses among faculty, staff, and students. A similar situation is disrupting operations for several districts around the state. Hardin and McNairy County schools are closed today due to illness. For other districts, it means extra precautions during the day, like added sanitation stations and increased cleaning programs for school facilities. Officials say seasonal flu appears to be the most reported illness. More news in 30 seconds.
When you struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%. I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
A taste of warmer weather is on the way this weekend, but not before some heavy rain moves through. Forecasters say rain Thursday and Friday could be heavy at times for portions of West and Middle Tennessee. Stay tuned to this station for detailed local forecasts and weather impacts. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 627, and don't forget, we've got good neighbor events coming up and another check of the forecast and our first look at traffic. And Brandon Brooks will be by with a little rewind after my stuff. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. They'll be battling out in the Super Bowl. That's Super Bowl, what, 59?
Yeah.
And have you seen the commercial with Gronk and this other girl on Fox? The initials for Super Bowl 59 is what? LXLIX, okay. I think, right? And he goes, and join us on Fox for Super Bowl Licks. And she had to tell him, no, that's
L-I-X.
L-I-X. Yeah, 59.
He's been doing a lot of broadcasting. I think he's with the Fox group now.
Yeah, he's with them.
And
he makes fun of Brady when he, you know, comes on and does his stuff.
Yeah.
On the play-by-play or the color.
He's a little more comic relief. That whole panel has been there since Fox has done football.
That's Jimmy Johnson, right? Is that the one with Terry Bradshaw?
Yeah. Terry and the guy that's on ABC.
Strahan.
Michael Strahan. But that whole group's getting a lot older.
Howie Long,
yeah. James Brown. But they've done that since Fox has had the NFL.
Right.
They have not shaken that up at all.
No. And CBS has done more shaking up in the last few years than they have.
But, yeah.
With Nate Burleson and, Phil Cowher, coach of the Steelers.
Yeah. Phil Sims was not asked back,
yeah.
And he had been on there forever.
Matt Ryan is taking his place, I think, and then there's one other guy. And
Matt Ryan.
Oh, J.J.
Watt.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan's pretty good.
Yeah, he's very good. I mean, he sounds like he could be play-by-play.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really good. I've been impressed with him. And
well, I guess there'll be a spot since Tom Brady's not going to do it after.
Well, they're going to move the other guy up. Brady goes. He was the number one guy last year. Most people want him back anyway. So Tom's going to be living the lap of life. So now, does he negate the rest of his salary? So he just makes that 1 year salary out of that,
I guess,
$85 million he was getting?
Unless there was something in there that you have to do it or you have to pay so much to get back in.
Wow. He just didn't like it, did he?
I don't think so.
Too constraining, I believe, for him.
Probably more work
than he feels like he needs to do. Yeah. Well, he's part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders now, too, and that would have been a conflict of interest, I would think.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't be able to do any Raider games because he's part owner. So.
But he gets to do the Super Bowl, I guess.
Yeah.
That'll be his last broadcast.
Yeah.
Because it's on Fox this year.
Yeah. So that'll make the other guy happy, the one that got bumped for him. So that'll make him happy.
Yeah,
he'll
they'll get it
up
in 4 years. Super Bowl again.
Yeah. Does ABC still get it? I guess they do, don't they?
I think so.
Okay. All right. I've noticed they put it now on ESPN and ABC.
Right.
They simulcast it. So.
Well, I hope it never is on one of those streaming channels only. That would be
well, –
I don't think they'll do that. Maybe they will. I don't
think they'll do the Super Bowl, but I
– Prime Video, Super Bowl on Prime Video.
Welcome to Tuesday Night Football on NFL, you know. Oh. Every night will be football,
I'm sure.
I think. All right, time for Today in History. Let's see what's going on.
It's time for Today in History.
Your good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
In 1873, Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne is published in France, and that becomes a movie many years later. 1933, The Lone Ranger begins a 21-year run on ABC.
The Lone Ranger rides again.
That was radio, by the way. And they kept that theme song for the TV show, too.
They did.
Yeah. In 1956, Elvis Presley records his version of Blue Suede Shoes.
What you wanna do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes.
1961, I Fall to Pieces, the single released by Patsy Cline.
Fall to pieces.
In 1968, Bobby Goldsboro records his biggest hit, and his only hit, I think, Honey.
One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey.
In 1969, the Beatles performed their last live gig on the roof of Apple Corporation in London.
She doesn't know he's there.
In 1975, Erno Rubik applies for a patent for his magic cube invention, later to be known as Rubik's Cube. And 2007, Lost Without You, a single released by Robin Thicke. By the way, that was the Billboard Song of the Year in 2007. I can't believe it's been that long ago. Coming up, Rewind with Brandon Brooks. More to come of the Wake Up Crew at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind, January 30th, 1956. Elvis recorded a cover of the Carl Perkins song in New York. January 30th, 1969. The Beatles in their last public performance on the roof of Apple Studios. They filmed it for the movie Let It Be.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.
January 30th, Kiss. 1973. Kiss performed its first show in New York. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers in the area. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Wind south-southeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely. Lows drop to 53. South winds will be breezy 10 to 20. Higher gusts remain possible. And then Friday, more showers mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 41.
Good morning. Dealing with some pretty good rain showers in certain parts of Middle Tennessee. This morning a crash in the Bordeaux area tying up the 4300 block of Ashland City Highway as it builds now on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It's only going to get heavier in the next few minutes leaving Wilson County, Mount Juliet, especially on I-40 West headed towards Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out online at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure, it's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today, 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Did you just move to town? Would you like to learn more about our local history? Well, the Rutherford County Historical Society will be over at the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse this Saturday morning. It's a come-and-go affair, so come in and learn about local history. Also, enjoy some donuts and coffee. It's all free. 9 until noon this Saturday at the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse, 717 North Academy Street, right here in Murfreesboro. You've heard us talking about the different programs at the Greenhouse Ministries. They need volunteers to make them work. And there's a volunteer orientation at Greenhouse every Thursday morning at 10. And the Linebaugh Public Library is partnering with Autism Tennessee. Be at the Linebaugh Library at 10 o'clock this Saturday morning. Once again, that's over at the Linebaugh Library at 10 o'clock this coming Saturday. Did you know there's a grief support group here in town that's absolutely free? It meets every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's 10 o'clock Wednesday mornings. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more. That never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for things like road repairs, park improvements, and new sidewalks. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Another big benefit is the more dollars we receive could also help keep our taxes low. We need everyone to participate. So take part in our 2025 special census.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. We use a cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. Republic Services. We are sustainability in action.
Power outages are unpredictable, but with Roscoe Brown's generator services, your peace of mind doesn't have to be. Whether it's storm season or an unexpected blackout, our generators ensure that your home stays powered. Installation, maintenance, or repair, our team's ready 24/7 to respond to your needs. With Roscoe Brown, you're not just getting a generator. You're securing a lifeline for those moments that you needed the most. Ensure your home is always powered. Your family's comfort is our commitment.
RoscoeBrown.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
Our time is 6:39, and don't forget you can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on the Big G TV. That's Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen.
Big G TV powered by TechCore Computer IT and Turner Security.
Okay, that's not on my little card. You need to change that if you want to add, because I'm going to have to hear you do that every single time.
That's new.
That I do that promo. So you make me a little card, and I'll just slip it right back up there.
I won't do that every time.
Oh. You don't want to make the card. Is that what it is?
Not really.
Holy, how lazy. Okay, it's time for our dad joke, and let's try to end the week on a good note with a thumbs up.
Well, we'll see. You know, I had to go to the doctor recently.
Really?
Oh, I thought you were going to give me a thumbs down already. It's like,
okay,
wow.
Start over. You got 20 seconds.
You know, I had to go to the doctor recently.
Really?
I was diagnosed with a severe lack of awareness.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
A reluctant thumbs up.
Oh, reluctant. Okay.
I don't know. That you had to repeat it kind of messed me up a little bit. 641, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Special Report, a deadly mid-air collision near Washington, D.C.
I just saw a fireball and then it was just gone.
Air traffic control after an American Eagle flight from Wichita on approach to Reagan National collided with a military helicopter on a training mission. Both aircraft plunged into the Potomac River. There were three soldiers aboard the Black Hawk, 64 people on the plane, at least 30 bodies recovered so far. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall.
I'm just not very optimistic. I think it's a tragedy. It's a horrible situation. We can hope beyond hope.
National Transportation Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Airplanes have sort of a large blind spot. It's not like a car where you can look in the rearview mirror, you can look over your shoulder and see behind you. They can see out the windows, and that's about it. So they may have never seen this helicopter coming.
Among the passengers on American Flight 5342, members of the U.S. figure skating team. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A collaborative investigation involving the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, the Henry County Sheriff's Office, and the 24th District Attorney General's Office has resulted in the arrest of a Huntington, Tennessee man. Authorities launched the investigation on Thursday, January 23rd, at the request of the 24th Judicial District Attorney General, Neil Thompson, into allegations of sexual misconduct involving James Edward Thomas Jr. On January 24th, Thomas was taken into custody in the 100 block of Veterans Drive North in Huntington. He's charged with aggravated rape of a child, aggravated sexual battery, and incest. Thomas was booked into the Carroll County Jail with a bond set at $275,000. State Representative Tim Rudd has reintroduced a bill for the 2025 legislative session aimed at addressing the shortage of school resource officers in Tennessee schools by allowing veterans and retired law enforcement officers to fill these positions. The proposal previously passed by the House stalled in the Senate last session would apply to public and chapter schools. Eligible candidates would need to complete 40 hours of training on school policy, pass a handgun eligibility test, obtain written authorization to carry firearms on school grounds, and undergo a psychiatric evaluation and pass FBI background checks. This won't entirely solve the shortage problem, but it will help, Rudd explained. The priority is protecting our children, especially in rural areas. Veterans and retired officers bring skill and experience well-suited for school environments, said McNeely McNash, a 20-year-old Navy veteran. The measure aligns with Tennessee's broader efforts to enhance school safety and provide opportunities for those with military and law enforcement backgrounds to serve in their communities. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Everybody loves my cut. Whole world loves my hairstyles. Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
The stars in movies always look young and good. And a hairstyle or cut from Charlie Pitts can do the same for you. Charlie Pitts is open Monday through Saturday at 2528 Las Casas Pike, about 100 feet from Desjardins Lane.
Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
Monday through Saturday.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older. Have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
For nearly 15 years, Branches has been the place to go to find help for mental, behavioral, and emotional needs. Branches is also a place to turn for wellness. Branches weight loss, wellness care, and med management are important components in the overall ministry and message that Branches has to the Good Neighbor community. Go to BranchesCounselingCenter.com or call 615-904-7170.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
How important is end-of-life planning?
I think the biggest thing is don't be afraid to talk to your loved ones about the end-of-life and the planning. Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that.
Should you continue to review and make changes in your estate plan?
Yes, that's one of the most important things, is just once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things, whether it's passwords like we talked about with an inventory list, or whether it's changes in life like a new marriage or a new grandchild. Mm-hmm. I think you should look at those and make sure that your wishes are going to be carried out. It's hard to encourage people to talk about death, right? Because that means that you're going to lose control, right, with the power of attorney.
And that's why it's so important that we encourage our loved ones to make that decision and have that conversation while they're mentally able to have those conversations, because you don't want to wait until they're diagnosed stage 7 of Alzheimer's, wherein they're deemed mentally incompetent or you know, there's a gray area there. That's where it gets really, really scary.
Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that. Once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things.
Information you need on end-of-life planning.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew, and we've got celebrity birthdays coming up in just a minute. Have you heard about the escape monkeys in South Carolina?
Yeah, we've talked about it on the show a little bit, I think.
Did you? Maybe. I wasn't here when you talked about it, I don't guess. But they've had trouble finding them?
Yes.
Okay. And they finally have captured all of them.
Okay.
The last remaining four. Can you imagine, like, you're sitting in your apartment and you see a monkey, like, looking in your window and stuff? I mean,
you know what I thought about? I thought about,
they're little babies, too. I mean, they were
young.
Yeah.
I thought about, this is how the Planet of the Apes really gets going.
Yeah. Well, that may be. I mean, how do you search for one? Do they have some kind of, I think they had some kind of special thing they were using to locate them, like some kind of laser thing they can go in the forest or in the woods and stuff like that. I don't know.
I'm not sure why they didn't have some type of GPS tracker in them or something
well,
like that.
Yeah. I mean, kind of like you do your dog. I mean, you know your pet.
Yeah, I mean, I use AirTag, but.
And what was so weird about it, Brian, it said they have not been experimented with for testing, you know. I feel sorry for the monkeys. No wonder they escaped.
That's what was happening to
them? Yeah, I think so. When they get to be adults, they test them, you know, like give them stuff to test them.
Yeah.
What a life.
Like, here's a Rubik's Cube. Yeah. See if you can solve it.
No, I'm talking about, like, see if medicines, you know, have an effect on them. Rubik's Cube.
Well, they did it in the space age,
yeah,
right?
I understand, yeah, yeah. I don't know why, when we have conversations, you take it to another different atmosphere or something. I'm talking about the poor little monkeys, you know?
I know, yeah.
Just the experimental. It doesn't matter what they're experimenting with. I'm just saying that's their life. It's sad.
Well.
You could take one of them home with you.
The kids think I need a monkey butler.
A monkey would be cool at your house. Because you got three dogs and then the monkey.
Babysit the dogs during the day.
Yeah.
You know.
He'd be slapping them around with his paw, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have a paw. What, his hand?
Hand, yeah.
Yeah.
I need a Coke Zero. Go get it out of the fridge. I wouldn't have to do anything.
You could.
Could do Rutherford Weather.
It'd be like having Dalton, you know, there. You start calling him son. Go get me this, son.
I'm with meteorologist Monkey on Rutherford Weather.
My father, God rest his soul, he was notorious. He was a big, big man, so he was not going to go to the refrigerator and get, you know, go get me a Coke, go get me this, go get me that. Take my socks off, you know. And I'm like going, Dad. And but I was the TV changer. You know, we didn't have a remote. And so I would go up and change the TV every time. I was the youngest. Whoever's the youngest had to be the TV changer.
Were you at home when the first TV with a remote came out? And did you have one?
Yes. Yes, I was still home.
Was that a game changer?
It was a game changer, but I didn't really notice it, because by that time I wasn't sitting watching television with them. Mm. You know, I'd already grown up enough to watch TV. The biggest thing in my life was getting my own TV for my room.
Oh, yeah.
A little black and white 12-inch.
I had one of those.
Yeah. Although we thought we were big stuff back then. You know?
I had my Atari hooked up to it.
Yeah.
Sit in my room and
the
play.
The ping pong thing, the pong game, you know.
So. What was it? Pole something where you race the car.
They had big console TVs when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Know? And they looked like a piece of furniture, and they had to look like a piece of furniture. You didn't do a
they
portable
were so
TV. Yeah. And my grandmother had one on a little stand. They were really cute, black and white one. And I'm like going, gosh, how far we've come now.
Yeah.
And the new ones now cost about as much as a new one back then. I mean, because it's really gone down. The prices of TVs have gone down.
The one Dalton has looks like a picture frame. So you can put a picture on it, and it looks like it's a picture frame, but all of a sudden you can turn it on Hulu. It's really interesting.
Well, he's out there. You know, he's way, I mean.
But, I mean, it's kind of like a piece of furniture.
Right.
It's like wall art.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to do anything to add to it.
Right.
All right. Time to celebrate some birthdays here on this Thursday.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Now, we can't talk this long tomorrow because we have a long list tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
It's big. It's big, Andy.
Mm.
In 1882, Franklin Roosevelt, the 32nd U.S. president, was born. In Hyde Park, New York.
The longest serving president in
history.
That's
correct. 1925, Dorothy Malone, American actress, born in Chicago, Illinois. She did Peyton Place and a lot of movies in the 50s. 1930, Gene Hackman, American actor, Bonnie and Clyde, The Conversation, The French Connection, The Birdcage, you name it, he did it. I'll never forget the words of Hoosier when he looks at the group and he goes, I love you guys. And then they go out and beat the Indiana State champion, you know. Did you ever see that?
It was a good movie, yeah.
Yeah, makes me cry. I think about you and the guys
do you?
In the locker room a lot. I do.
It's
inspired me. 1941, Dick Cheney, American politician, born in Lincoln, Nebraska. Payne Stewart, American golfer. And 1974, Christian Bale, Batman. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays and around the horn. Here we go. I've lost the sheet. Here we go. Yeah, Dr. Aaron Ward, Bob Girard, Karen Clark, John Hedish, and Shirley Jenkins. Happy birthday, Shirley.
Yeah, those are the names we have right now on the birthday list. If you want to add to it, 615-893-1450 is the number to call or text. Got until about 7:30 to get them in on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Well, today is Yodel for Your Neighbors Day. Yodelay.
Thank you.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers in the area. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Wind south-southeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely. Lows drop to 53. South winds will be breezy 10 to 20. Higher gusts remain possible. And then Friday, more showers mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 41.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Good morning. It's feeling pretty good now on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area. You got all that traffic flow coming in from Rutherford County into Davidson County out in Dixon County. Could be a little bit tricky with some wet driving conditions on I-40 this morning. A lot of rain. It looks like it's moving up from the south there here into Middle Tennessee. We could be dealing with rain showers on and off all morning long. So just to be on the safe side, give yourself extra time. Princess Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. For more details, check out Princess Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family-owned and operated since 1989.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a pre-cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric.
Looks like Netflix is going back to Walnut Grove.
I'm sorry, Pop.
Sorry about what, Halfpipe?
Oh, my Gen X childhood. The streamer announced it's doing a reboot of the beloved TV classic Little House on the Prairie some 40 years after the last episode aired. Netflix says it'll be part family drama and an epic survival story of the American West. Now, for some perspective, the original show was last year's most popular legacy series with close to 15 billion minutes viewed.
Let's fold scarves.
Okay.
And Lisa Kudrow and Mira Sorvino are finally moving ahead with a sequel to the cult hit Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion. They'll also executive produce. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
2 minutes. Wow, that's right. We just got 2 minutes until 7 o'clock. I've got to hurry. I'm so nervous. We got to get there by news time. Jasmine Duke is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for always having a smile and a kind word. She's always willing to help any and everyone. Jasmine's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
That is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. You can help us out by sending in your good neighbor to WGNS by texting neighbor to our phone number 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the easy ways to get us your good neighbor nomination. Also, remember that same phone number. Call or text in your birthdays for this morning and anniversaries for January 30th, 615-893-1450. Got a half an hour? In an hour, we're going to give away that banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
Taking part in Murfreesboro's special census is quick and easy. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, fill out the secure form, or complete the special census letter coming to your mailbox. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
And Brian and I will be back right after the news at the top of the hour. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Deadly DC crash.
A plane and a helicopter both collided.
67 on board.
It's an unbearable sorrow. It's a heartbreak.
Intense river search.
There are boats out there. There are dive teams out there.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. with the CBS World News Roundup. Disaster over the Potomac River.
I just saw a fireball and then it was just gone. They hit the river, but it was a CRJ and a helicopter that hit.
Air traffic control audio from Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. from liveatc.net describing a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter colliding in midair with an American Airlines regional jet, Flight 5342. It was coming into land last night from Wichita, Kansas. Ahmad Raza had been texting with his wife, who was aboard the passenger jet.
Landing in 20 minutes, the rest of my texts did not get delivered. That's when I realized something might be up.
Divers and boats have been operating in the frigid Potomac. At last word, at least 28 bodies have been recovered. 60 passengers and 4 crew members were on the jet, 3 soldiers on the helicopter. John Donnelly is the D.C. fire chief.
Despite all those efforts, we are now at a point where we are switching from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident. And we have recovered 27 people from the plane and 1 from the helicopter.
Our CBS News team coverage begins with correspondent Nicole Skanga.
The regional jet was making its approach to the runway after taking off from Wichita, Kansas. The helicopter was said to be on a training mission and was asked by the control tower if it could see the plane. The pilot said it could right before going silent. A law enforcement official tells CBS News the helicopter is upside down, but appears to be mostly intact while the plane broke in multiple pieces, sitting now in 5 to 8 feet deep water. Police at the scene tell CBS News they're searching through 3 debris fields. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall offered this dire assessment.
You know, we're not seeing ambulances leave. We're not seeing life watches going out. And I'm just not very optimistic.
First responders laid out the challenge they face.
The water that we're operating in is about 8 feet deep. There is wind. There is pieces of ice out there. So it's just dangerous and hard to work in. And because there's not a lot of lights, you're out there searching every square inch of space to see if you can find anybody. Water is dark. It is murky. And that is a very tough condition for them to dive in.
Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve says there are a lot of questions in the early stages of the investigation.
One of the things they really want more information about is why was that helicopter where it was when this collision happened? Those helicopters flying around Washington Reagan DCA is supposed to be at 200 feet or lower. It appears this collision happened above that 200-foot hard deck. So that is certainly a big question for investigators as they look into this. You have what would be known as TCAS, a collision avoidance system. Because they were below 1,000 feet, because they were landing, the audible alerts on that system are not active. So they would not necessarily have gotten that alert. So they may have never seen this helicopter coming.
Former National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Robert Sumwalt is a CBS News safety analyst.
They would have already been making the turn to line up with that runway. They're focused on the runway. I was an airline pilot for 24 years. I've landed on that runway many times. You're in the turn. You're looking to line up with that runway. You're not looking out here for other traffic at that point. Now, the real question is, where was the focus of that helicopter crew?
The last major fatal crash involving a U.S. commercial airliner was 16 years ago near Buffalo. The last one for American Airlines was back in 2001. There's word passengers on the flight last night included a group of figure skaters, coaches, and family members who were returning from a development camp after the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Wichita. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When was the last time you said, I love? No, really. When was the last time you said, I love my pillow? We think we know why this is so difficult. Because your pillow sucks. That's right. As soon as you lay on it, it needs to be scrunched and adjusted, which some pitch man convinced you is a good thing. And in the middle of the night, it starts all over again. I Love My Pillow is not a cheap infomercial pillow. In fact, for the last 10 years, I Love My Pillow has only been available in the finest bedding shops. The secret to I Love My Pillow is in our proprietary homemade foam. I guarantee you'll be saying, I love my pillow. Go to ilovemypillow.com to get sized for your custom-made pillow, handcrafted in the heart of America. I guarantee this pillow won't suck.
or your money back.
Order now and get a free travel pillow. Just put promo code LOVE. That's promo code LOVE at ilovemypillow.com.
Hamas is releasing 8 hostages held in Gaza today as part of the ceasefire deal. Jerusalem reporter Linda Gradstein says one of them is Agam Berger, a female Israeli soldier.
Berger, looking pale and dressed in a military uniform, was handed to the Red Cross and then transferred to Israeli soldiers. She was one of 5 female Israeli soldiers Hamas kidnapped from an army base near Gaza. The other 4 were released on Saturday as part of the first stage of the hostage deal with Hamas. In exchange, Israel will free hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, including dozens who murdered Israelis.
The government budget office has rescinded a memo freezing spending on federal grants less than 2 days after it sparked widespread confusion and legal challenges. The White House says Trump executive orders targeting federal spending in areas like diversity, equity, and inclusion and climate change remain in place. Senate confirmation hearings today for Trump loyalist Kash Patel to head up the FBI. CBS's Torian Small.
His hearing comes days after an anonymous whistleblower penned a letter to Senate Democrats claiming Patel leaked information to the press during a 2020 hostage recovery mission in Yemen.
And for Tulsi Gabbard, the selection for Director of National Intelligence, military analyst Jeff McCausland.
No real background in intelligence, haven't been an intelligence officer, hasn't served on intelligence committees.
And day 2 for Health Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's had to fend off Democratic critics.
I support the measles vaccine. I support the polio vaccine. I will do nothing as HHS secretary that makes it difficult or discourages people from taking it.
Anybody who believes that ought to look at the measles book you wrote saying parents have been misled into believing that measles is a deadly disease. That's not true.
Oregon Senator Ron Wyden. Scientists say a NASA spacecraft returned asteroid samples that hold the building blocks for life. Our space consultant Bill Harwood says 2 studies give the strongest evidence yet that asteroids may have planted the seeds of life on Earth.
There's no life on this asteroid, of course, but it shows that the materials are out there, left over from the very beginning of the solar system. That implies that these materials are all over the solar system, and that raises the prospect of life on other worlds, or at least increases the odds of that.
The craft came back with what's considered the largest batch of cosmic material from beyond the moon. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Back at it for another hour of fun and information. You've got the Wake Up Crew here with you. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here as well. We've got more information right now for you as we check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers in the area. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Wind south-southeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely. Lows drop to 53. South winds will be breezy 10 to 20. Higher gusts remain possible. And then Friday, more showers, mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 43.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning, T-Dot's out here cleaning up some debris. It's got traffic slow on 24 westbound at Bell Road. It's slowing down that traffic that's in that area right now. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, here into this part of Davidson County, Antioch, on 24 westbound at Bell Road. Pretty good range hours moving through parts of Middle Tennessee right now. Give yourself extra time out here this morning. Prince's Hot Chicken has live karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Check it out online for more details at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep
online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
In 2018, a crack radio team was formed in the studios of WGNS. These men promptly became the top voices of morning talk radio in Rutherford County. Your morning drive needs entertainment, information, and a good laugh. That's why we have The Wake Up Crew.
All right, welcome back to hour number two of The Wake Up Crew. It's Brian and John here with you on a Thursday, throwback Thursday today.
Yep, throwing it back to old county tournament time.
Ah.
Talk about all the old, the way the old schools used to all have county elementary schools and the elementary tournament back in the day when boys were boys and men were men. But thought we'd go back and talk a little bit about that. There's been many, many great tournaments.
Yeah.
We actually called one on the radio. I think it was Kittrell against somebody in the last second shot. Remember?
That was at Eagleville, wasn't it?
Or Smyrna, I believe.
Was it? Maybe so.
And last second shot, the center. I can't remember her name. She was a good player, but she was a post player.
Oh, yeah.
And she turned and hit a three from like half court. Boom. Best. That was probably the biggest surprise game I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we've got more.
I guess we can talk about the places that it's been, too.
Yeah, it's been a lot of places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of been replaced now with the middle school county tournament.
Yeah, we've had a lot of commissioners, too, of the county elementary tournament. It no longer exists now.
Some have gone on to do big things.
I think the last one had only like four, maybe five teams in it, the very last one that they had. Now we all have middle school tournaments.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of those out there. Well, let's see. It's a Thursday morning, episode 1583 of the Wake Up Crew. Groundhog Day is on Sunday, and just a reminder, the Groundhog Day luncheon is tomorrow. And Valentine's Day and a teacher work day for the city is on Valentine's Day, February 14th. And also, the city and county are out that following Monday for President's Day, so the city has snuck in a little four-day vacay, if you will. So that's just around the corner. I keep talking about February, and it seems like it's so far away, but it's really not. We're talking about a couple of weeks here. And
well, you're talking about February?
Yeah. It starts Saturday.
Yeah, okay. I thought you said it was a couple of weeks away. I misunderstood you.
No, I mean, it seems like it doesn't seem like those events are upcoming, but
dude,
it's only
we're
going to
be
weeks.
Back to daylight saving times again here for long in March.
I'm ready.
I mean, it's not very long anymore. Have you noticed that the days have gotten longer, too?
Yeah.
Like 5:15 now. So I love it.
Yeah. I'm ready. Maybe we won't ever have to do it again.
I played golf yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. We had about a 10 o'clock tee time. Had to rush over, but, yeah, we played. It was nice. About 60 degrees, 59.
That's your threshold, 50s to 60s?
No. I can play in 40. No wind. There's certain variables to the golf course.
Yeah.
If it's windy, I won't play in 50 degree weather if it's like windy.
I see.
40 degrees, no wind, fine. I have played in 35 degree weather with the sun, but the sun has to be out, no clouds and gotcha. No wind. Get it?
Yeah.
So it's a lot. It's complicated.
It sounds that.
I don't play much winter golf though. I've really gotten out of it. Yesterday was the first time I've played probably in a month. 2 months probably. And you could tell. Winter golf is just not, it's just, you're just getting the exercise. That's the way you got to look at it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a little windy today too, but anywho.
Well, in the wintertime when it's warm, it's windy. You know,
generally,
yeah, it's almost.
But it can still be chilly because it's windy.
It's windy, yeah. So you don't get, when they say 59 and you know sunny, don't get too fired up because it's still pretty cool.
With a 20-mile-an-hour wind, yeah.
But I'm a believer that if the like the weather in March, cold weather in March, say it gets 32 degrees,
yeah,
is not as cold as the 32 in January. Although we've been sitting out in ball games in March and it feels like 10
freezing.
Degrees. Yeah.
Freezing.
So, yeah. I don't know.
The week before Memorial Day.
This is kind of, February is kind of high school March Madness, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, this is when all the, get there.
It's really late March, late February, early March. Although the state tournaments are a little bit later, the schedule's mm-hmm. later. We don't start district tournaments until after President's Day.
Right, right.
So at least for Division One, Division Two gets started the week before. But it's almost here. And I told you Groundhog Day is this weekend, and we are celebrating that famed rodent of February.
I know it sounds crazy, but I wanted to say I hope that you a happy groundhog day.
Little Tom T. Hall there. Now, that's sure the is. End of that song, and it's called Groundhog Day, but he's talking about Auld Lang Syne, which is January. So he goes through each of the holidays where he wishes he was with his lady friend. So
Tom T. Hall, he was an interesting songwriter.
Little ballad. Yeah, he did some kind of off-the-wall things.
That was one of them.
Yeah.
He just said things that he loved and just read them off, sang them off.
It was almost like poems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, well, that is our song of the day, for today. John, if you have ever thought about twerking on the plane, it's illegal, just so you know.
I'm glad to know that.
Yeah, it's important to know.
Could I ask what twerking is?
Especially, well, I'll show you in a minute.
Oh.
It's a dance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I won't show you, but Alaska Airlines says you can't twerk and work. A flight attendant was fired for filming herself twerking on an aircraft.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea, but I think a warning would have been okay, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
The airlines are under so much fire right now.
I know.
They better got to do something, you know.
And here's another little, if you hate your neighbors, would you build a house just to spite them? Well, a guy in Jacksonville, Florida did that same thing. He had a tiny strip of prime real estate right near the beach, but it was sandwiched between four backyards, and the neighbors all wanted them to sell it to him, but instead he built a 10-foot-wide house just to make them mad.
See, that's, you know.
So the house has a very, very small kitchen, 2 bedrooms and a garage, but it's 2 stories, but yeah.
Wide.
Yeah. A 10-foot house. That's smaller than this room. Here's a look at the latest sports.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was an Anthony Edwards kind of night in Phoenix.
And Randall picks the pocket of Royce O'Neal. Feeds it across the lane. Here's it. He elevates and eviscerates. That was spectacular.
You just heard it all on the Timberwolves Radio Network. They beat the Suns 121-113. Edwards ended with 33 points and 7 rebounds. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander dropped 52 points, but the Thunder lost to the Warriors 116-109. Steph Curry had 21 points and officially passed Ray Allen for 27th on the all-time scoring list. The Clippers beat the Spurs 128-116. Ivica Zubac led the way with 21 points and 22 rebounds. In men's college hoops, number one Auburn has now won 12 in a row after defeating LSU 87-74, and number six Houston has extended their winning streak to 13 after beating West Virginia 63-49.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 722 on The Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS. We head out to the Villages of Murfreesboro here on this Thursday morning. We're going to talk with Sandy Freeman. She is the Memory Care Clinical Director. And first of all, good morning and happy 2025, even though we're a month into it.
Good morning. Happy 2025.
Yeah, good to have you here with us today. So, Sandy, we're going to talk about caregivers and the holidays, and they maybe realize that, yeah, mom, dad are just not the same and maybe having some memory issues and things like that.
You know, one thing I learned in some of my research is 1 in 10 older adults in America have dementia. And, you know, if you put in that perspective, that is a lot of our older elderly population that has a diagnosis of dementia. So I believe it's really important to know how to interact with the population, especially with those that have dementia. So today I want to talk about the 4 R's of improving health care with seniors that have dementia.
All right. Well, this will be helpful for those who, 1 in 10, that is a large number. You get 20 seniors, senior adults in a room, and 2 of them have dementia symptoms. So, wow. So hit us with the first of the 4 R's.
Absolutely. So the first thing we're going to do is remember to reassure. When they have dementia, they experience confusion, memory loss. You know, they might not remember who they are, what day it is, a loved one, you know, and if you were in that situation, imagine what you would feel. You would feel scared. You might even make you agitated. And so as a caregiver or someone interacting with someone who has dementia, reassurance is so important. And it might sound, you know, annoying that you'd have to continuously reassure somebody, but that's so important when you're interacting with someone with dementia that you do reassure them that everything's okay, you know, that will help their stress and their feels that, you know, and keep them from escalating, that they are safe and they're sound and everything is okay. So that would be the first R.
First one, reassurance. What's number 2?
Number 2 is reconsider. Because of their condition, they view things differently than we do. You know, sometimes they're in a different time period. Sometimes they regress. Sometimes they do things that other people would consider strange, like forgetting to bathe or getting angry because a friend dropped by to see them. So as someone interacting with this person, you need to reconsider the situation, that it's the disease acting and not the person acting or having this behavior or asking these questions.
So reassurance, reconsider. What's the next one?
The next one is big. It's redirect. simply telling someone that's an older adult with dementia to do or not do something doesn't work 99% of the time. And you sure cannot argue with someone because that's just going to make them worse because they believe whatever they're thinking at that time, you know, they 100% believe that. So it's very important to redirect them into something positive. You know, if they have something negative they're thinking about, to something positive. If they're worried, divert their attention away. Let's play a game. Let's think about something else. Let's listen to some music. Let's clap to a song. You know, reassurances and redirection, I'm sorry, is so important to caregiving and talking to someone who has dementia.
We're talking with Sandy Freeman. She is the Memory Care Clinical Director at the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we're talking about the four things to remember if you have a loved one or are the caregiver of someone with dementia. The four R's, three are reassurance, reconsider, redirect, and number four.
Number four is relax. Relaxation is vital for both adults and for people with dementia. If you, all how you handle the situation, if you come in and you're hyped up and excited, it's almost like it's the same effect that it has on children. They're going to feed off of your energy. So it's very important to relax and approach the stressful situation with patience. And, you know, if you do get frustrated, walk away, come back, you know, and you might have a new angle on how to handle it and remembering the four R's, which are reassurance, reconsider, redirect, and relax when you're interacting with someone who has dementia or helping take care of them.
Those are some very good tips and easy to remember. We've got the alliteration going, you know, reassurance, reconsider, redirect, relax. And, you know, this may be new territory for some people as well, Sandy. So, you know, find a support group, somebody who you can rely on, because this is many times a long and sometimes difficult road for the caregivers.
Absolutely. And we remember you host a caregiver group here in just dementia support, whether it's a loved one or you're a caregiver yourself. And it's the second Tuesday of every month at 4 o'clock.
And come on down. Second Tuesday of every month at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Sandy Freeman has been our guest, the Memory Care Clinical Director at the Villages, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. They're located between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike. TheVillagesMurfreesboro.com.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
It's better than eating out. It's like eating at home. It's not like eating in a restaurant. It's terrific.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
It's classified an independent living facility, and that's exactly what it is.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030.
They provide things for you to do if you want to do it, but if you don't want to, that's fine too.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot of people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew at 7:30 on this Thursday morning, January the 30th.
And we say happy birthday this morning to Dr. Aaron Ward, Bob Girard, Karen Clark, John Hedish, and Shirley Jenkins. Now, they may win, but there's more names that got to get on here. This is a very short list.
Very true. We've had a few calls and texts this morning already, and if you've done that, we've got it. We'll announce it here in about 30 minutes as we tell you everybody who's celebrating a birthday or anniversaries. If you haven't called or texted in yet, now is your time. 615-893-1450. Jump in on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, but now is your deadline to do so.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Now we check traffic and weather together, then a look at local news.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers in the area. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Wind south-southeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely. Lows drop to 53. South winds will be breezy 10 to 20. Higher gusts remain possible. And then Friday, more showers mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 43.
Good morning. Still limping along out through here in the Antioch area as they clean up debris that happened earlier here on 24 westbound at Bell Road. I mean, this has really aggravated all that traffic that's trying to get in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County in this section of Davidson County here on 24 westbound at Bell Road. Rain in our area. Give yourself extra time out here, especially coming down I-40 right now out of Dixon County headed towards West Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken has karaoke at the Tanger location tonight. Check out the details at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
On January 27th, the White House Budget Office announced a pause on federal grants and loans, potentially disrupting public assistance programs for millions of Americans. Programs at risk include Medicaid, school meals, Section 8 housing, and Title I education funding, all critical to low-income families in Tennessee. Tennessee receives about $1.1 billion annually in federal K-12 education funding, with $340 million allocated for Title I and $250 million for special education. Additionally, child nutrition programs cost about $480 million per year. J.C. Bowman, Executive Director of Professional Educators of Tennessee, expressed concern about the impact on school meals and special education. He urged Governor Lee and state lawmakers to step in if federal funding is not restored. Speaker Sexton has previously suggested that Tennessee could fund these programs independently, but without federal regulations. The situation remains uncertain, with state leaders watching closely. According to the National Institute of Health and National Cancer Institute, Rutherford County has seen a rise in pancreatic cancer diagnoses, placing it among the top five counties in Tennessee for reported cases. Between 2015 and 2019, cancer was the second leading cause of death in the state, with 193,064 diagnoses and 71,249 deaths. Pancreatic cancer ranked fourth in cancer-related deaths, while lung cancer was the leading cause. To support patients and fund research, PanCan Tennessee is hosting the Purple Stride Tennessee Walk on April 26th at 9:30 a.m. at the Nashville Fairgrounds near the Speedway. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security. The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 our time. It's the Wake Up Crew. From News Radio WGNS, and it's a Thursday.
Do you remember these?
So we are going to take you back this morning to a simpler time in local Rutherford County athletics history.
Yeah, we were going to talk a little bit about the county tournament they used to have, the elementary, but I'm going to go, you kind of get brought up a good idea where they played, and I'm going to talk about some old school gyms that we used to play games, either junior pro or their own school. Would you like me to start?
Why, sure.
Well, I graduated from McFadden in the eighth grade. I went there 2 years, seventh and eighth grade. My dad taught there. And I remember that gym well because it is now the library, and they built on a new gym, but it had a balcony.
Interesting.
It was a neat concept. The stage was, they had a stage, and that's where you did your performing. But the rest of the gym was basketball, and but the unique thing about it was the balconies on each side. It was pretty cool.
So or that's where
maybe
the
one side, maybe
the fans sat is in the balcony.
No, they could sit on the bottom floor too. But they did have a balcony up there. You could see it. So it was much bigger than it really looked.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when the county elementary tournament in 1968, they would hold it at Thurman Francis every year. Why? It was the most modern.
I see.
Because Walter Hill was a barn.
Right.
Las Casas was old, but it was a nice gym.
Yeah.
But Buchanan was a barn. So it had, you used chalk to put the score up in the games. Then they got scoreboards. But Thurman Francis was the most modern. So we played there, I know, in 68 and 69. Then I think Central took it in the 70s, maybe.
I think probably it was there many years after they converted it to a middle school, right? After Central High split between Oakland and Riverdale.
And that's where all those great Walter Hill teams took off. And Central Middle was really big. They were good teams. And then they moved it. Then we decided to go to a high school. And there was a conflict with Central Middle or something. I don't know exactly what the reason was. But anyway, they went to Oakland for a year. Then they went to Riverdale for a year. I think Eagleville had it for a year.
Eagleville had it for more than 1 year.
And they it finally wound up the last few years of the elementary tournament were always at Eagleville.
Yeah.
You know, because they had a good facility. But they would try to rotate it if they wanted it, if the high school wanted it. I think it was 2 years at Oakland, I think 2 years at Riverdale. And
we know that it was at Smyrna one time, at least. So, yeah.
So I think they kind of, I don't think it was ever at Laverne, but I think it was there. But there weren't really a middle school in Laverne at the time.
Right.
So I think Roy Waldron, but that was it. Roy Waldron had a nice gym when it was built. I mean, that gym was nice when it was brand new. Now, you probably wouldn't think that now, but it was pretty nice for a middle school gym.
Pretty sure Blackman and Siegel never hosted.
No,
because
they were
into middle school by then.
Yeah, were they even around? I can't even remember.
Probably
if they were
not
around.
Blackman would have been maybe at the end, tail end.
Siegel, no. So anyway, it wound up finally at Eagleville, I think. And there were maybe, I think McFadden was still in it. And the schools that didn't have, Walter Hill, I think, still didn't have. But when they converted all of them to fifth grade, K-5s, then the middle school tournament began. And
right.
I guess they do their own thing. I don't know exactly how they do it, but how they host, who does the hosting. But we used to do those games a lot. And I think we had them, one at Christiana Middle, one was at Blackman Middle. Stewart's Creek Middle, I think. So
we've done been at Oakland Middle before too.
Yeah, So it's got a long history, and it's almost sad that it's been forgotten, the county elementary tournament. They had the best food in Murfreesboro.
Always.
I mean, it was really great. It was almost like a competition in there. But
and everybody talked about on the radio about the concession, you know, about the hospitality room. And it's like, well, nobody else gets to go but us. Look at me.
Yeah, that all started at around the Oakland time, right at the end of Central Middle. Then we went to Oakland. And then by then it was out of control, really.
Yeah. Some good memories of the Rutherford County Elementary Tournaments on Throwback Thursday.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, we're wrapping up the Wake Up Crew at 7:42. Hope you've enjoyed the show today. Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, take charge of your account and energy usage with the MyMTE app. Just download it in the App Store to manage your account, enhance your energy habits. That's MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Today, making life better is our good neighbor of the day, Jasmine Duke. Someone wrote in to tell us that she's always has a smile and a kind word and willing to help others anytime and every time she can. Jasmine Duke receiving flowers today from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio, WGNS, the good neighbor of the day. From Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and your good neighbor friends here at WGNS. You can text neighbor to 615-893-1450 to send in a good neighbor of the day. Or you can go to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Two of the easiest ways, there's a web form. It asks you all the right questions so we have all of the information we need. You can just text it, call Melissa, throw it in the mail. However you can get them to us, we'll take your good neighbor nominations here at the Big G.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Well, you know, my doctor, John, I had to go, and he diagnosed me with a severe lack of awareness.
Really?
Yeah, it came out of nowhere.
Replay.
Sounded better that time because we didn't have any mess-ups. And
yeah.
It was a little incoherent the first time around.
Yeah, I had to start over because I thought you were giving me a thumbs down at the beginning.
Yeah, so, but
that would be more of Dalton-esque.
Yeah, that was a stronger thumb up the second time.
Yeah, like start out the joke. I went to the doctor, you know, and he would be thumbs down automatically.
I wonder if Alan listens to both jokes.
I think he said he listens to
the first one.
The second one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, he doesn't.
He gets
really
up a little later now, you know.
Yeah, but he doesn't get up. I mean, he doesn't really hear the one when you're really trying.
Oh, I try every time. I give it my all.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter to Alan. Your jokes are amazing to him.
That's right.
Your jokes are
amazing.
Yeah, I mean, every time.
What have we learned here on the Wake Up Crew today?
Well, we talked a little bit about the Super Bowl, you know.
Yep.
Who was in it.
On Fox.
And then we got into the Tom Brady discussion. You led me into that. Talked about monkeys that have escaped, that they've all been found now in South Carolina. They're all back at home in their little monkey land. The County Elementary Tournament was a throwback that we talked about.
Yeah.
And then you rambled on about something at the beginning of the 7 o'clock hour. What was it? I never write it down for some reason. It just doesn't seem very important.
Just kind of goes over your
head. Yeah, just doesn't over my head. It just,
you can't twerk on American Air or Alaska Airlines.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. And you were going to demonstrate what twerking is.
Well, you said you didn't know.
I didn't.
I'm surprised.
I don't know.
I'll show you a video later.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Should I know? I mean...
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen it.
Oh.
Just don't know that.
That's what the term is.
Yeah. Especially with dance groups and stuff. I mean, it's a dance move that became popular.
Is it nasty?
Well, it's a little hiney shaking.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm glad you weren't going to show it to me.
Well, I thought maybe you would get it, but anyway.
Sorry, I'm naive and... I go to church.
I understand. Well, those are a few of the things that we learned on the Wake Up Crew today. If you want to check the podcast, it will be up shortly at WGNSradio.com, so be sure to check it out there.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, the stupid, silly stat of the day.
Well, Sour Patch Kids are from the same manufacturer as Swedish Fish. So the red Sour Patch Kid is the same exact candy as the Swedish Fish, but with the sour sugar.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So